The biggest sports stories of the week.
I think that is the attitude you should have. But if the first thing you bring up when you look at the standings is Craig Counsell, then he has real estate in your head.
I don't think you can even argue.
Oh, no argument.
The Green Bay Packers.
No argument the way it ended, but like I just said it, like they were 7-8 last year against everyone besides the Bears, right?
Unique and compelling analysis and opinions when it comes to your favorite teams.
As much as they want, because both teams are good and that game to be close to.
Kyle, you're not feeling this.
Jason knows I'm not feeling
Kyle
it.
Kyle and I have already had this argument.
Yeah.
You hate that I feel.
What else was on the WB back then? What else did I miss?
You probably saw the Wayans brothers, right?
Yeah.
The Jamie Foxx show. Don't come on now, Craig. Come on, Craig. You know the Jamie Foxx show?
No.
You know
this is Sunday Karma, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue. Here's GKB founder and CEO, Craig Karmazin.
Surprise, surprise, no CEO and founder Craig Karmazin this week, no Greg Scalzo this week, which means Alex Stroff with you flying solo alongside the co-pilot known as the great Kyle Wallace. We are with you until noon this morning. So much to get into. What a weekend in sports it has been. Between college basketball, the Bucks lose in wild fashion last night. Second night of a back-to-back for them tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers over at Fiserv Forum. The Badgers lose yesterday. Marquette loses yesterday. Free agency opens tomorrow in the NFL. I mean, we have a ton to get into in only 2 hours to do it. And, oh, by the way, I want to talk about fish fries here. As we are in the middle, you know, Lent just began. I went to a fish fry on Friday. I want to get to that at some point. We'll see if we have time for that. Your way into the show, by the way. Want to tell you this right off the bat, because I want to hear from you today. Just me and Kyle, I want to hear from you. The Carbulls Talk and Text Line is open for you all 2 hours. 800-990-3776. 800-990-ESPN is your way into Sunday Karma. Jason Wilde will join us of Wilde & Tausch, channel3000.com, longtime Packers beat writer, to break down all things ahead of free agencies opening tomorrow. How about this? I got a text yesterday, Kyle, that said, would you take a day off? If there was one person in this building who you would like to receive a text message that said, would you take a day off from, who would it be?
Craig Karmazin.
Okay, besides Craig Karmazin.
Brian D.
Okay, besides Brian D. Somebody that never takes a day off.
Somebody, Alex Stroff, Kyle Wallace. There's a third
of us.
Ashton Rotman.
No, Ashton's in Arizona.
Oh, that's
You're
right.
Bad at this game. Gabe Neitzel texted me yesterday.
Oh, Gabe Neitzel.
Gabe Neitzel, prior to him calling the Bucks game last night.
Yes.
And by the way, he did the pregame show at halftime.
I'm bad at this game.
Yeah,
true.
You are. Gabe Neitzel texted me, would you take a day off? And I said, no, I would not take a day off. Speaking of which, you want to work tomorrow? He said, hell yeah, I want to work tomorrow. So Gabe Neitzel's going to come in sometime during the 11 o'clock hour.
Wait, you're going to explain this to me. So he asked you did he want to do the show today?
No, I think he was just making fun of me because I did Bucks shoot around yesterday on 620 WTMJ.
And then I hope he doesn't have to do ESPN National today. I hope he's not coming in just to do it.
No, he's doing Sunday Karma, and then he's doing the Bucks game. He's got Bucks Cavs. Dave Kane. Bucks.
Oh, yeah, man.
Dave Kane on TV. So Gabe has been doing the Bucks games this
Where's
weekend.
Where's Lisa Byington at?
I'm not sure. Probably college basketball would be my guess.
Oh.
On national TV. Because she does a lot of that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, Dave Kane on TV, Gabe Neitzel on radio yesterday and today. So he's going to come in and talk a little Bucks with us in the 11 o'clock hour.
Are you excited about the Bucks? Is that why you're having to come on?
Yeah, I am excited about the Bucks.
Even after yesterday?
Despite the loss, which it was an ugly one last night.
It was weird.
This is a team who's in good standing. And the stretch that they have coming up, which really begins tonight, obviously a loss last night to the Magic is pretty yucky, given how poorly the Magic have played here in this calendar year. The Cavs are obviously really good, best team in the Eastern Conference. Over the course of the next 11 days, they will play the Pacers twice, who are right behind them in the standings. They will play the Lakers twice, who have LeBron James and Luka Doncic. They will play, I forget who else they have in the stretch, but it's an unbelievable
stretch. They got Phoenix in the stretch, who isn't, that's scary.
A Golden State is in the stretch.
They are.
Over the course of the next 11 days. So, I mean, they've got a really interesting stretch coming up. So I do want to get into that a little bit with Gabe Neitzel on the 11 o'clock hour. But let's start here. When we left Friday, we were discussing one name in the NFL, a name that, oh boy, that would make the Packers better. That would fix their problem at wide receiver. That name, of course, the Seattle Seahawks' DK Metcalf, who requested a trade, and John Schneider, the general manager of the Seahawks and company, saying, sure, DK, we will help you find a trade partner. But in order to do that, we want a first-round pick and a third-round pick. And the other 31 teams around the NFL, including the Green Bay Packers, responded with, a first and a third? You can't be serious. You can't be serious. And the Seahawks, they were serious, at least for about 3 days. And then all of a sudden today, Diana Russini of The Athletic reporting, as we kind of expected, the Seahawks have softened up a little bit in terms of their ask. And by the way, this comes after Friday night, where the Seahawks, after they released Tyler Lockett, they are willing to trade DK Metcalf. Oh, yeah, they went ahead and traded their quarterback to the Las Vegas Raiders.
Smart move for them, huh?
Yeah, Geno Smith is now reunited with Pete Carroll with the Raiders. So this indicates, oh, wait a minute, the Seahawks might be going into a little bit of a quick rebuild, right? In the NFL, we've especially seen it the last few years. You can rebuild in 1 year. The Commanders just did it last year.
The Commanders did more than rebuild.
But the Texans did a similar thing the year prior.
That's true,
right?
Yeah.
Number two pick in the draft to a deep playoff run, right? 2 years ago, it was the Texans into the divisional round after winning a wild card game. This past year, obviously, the Commanders making it to the NFC Championship game. So rebuilds can go quickly in the NFL, more so now than ever. And it looks like
the Eagles did, too, a couple years ago.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And now they've been to two Super Bowls since.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at what the Seahawks are doing, this might be a rebuild where they are trying to kind of reposition themselves, right? 2025 might not be a year of competing, but 2026 is a year they're probably looking at going, okay, we should be in the mix now. So Geno Smith is out. Tyler Lockett is out. And now DK Metcalf on his way out. But Diana Russini reporting this morning, I'm just going to read this verbatim because I just think it's funny given that on Friday on Kyle Bruston-Ortman, the two of us, Kyle, were saying, yeah, this isn't going to happen for what the Seahawks think it's going to happen at. Quote from Diana Russini. The Seahawks asking price for wide receiver DK Metcalf has lowered per sources. Seattle would be open to a return centered around a second-round pick for the two-time Pro Bowl receiver. This is where it gets fun. Metcalf ideally wants to play in a warm weather climate and is looking to make $30 million per year. If you paid me $30 million, I would willingly live in Antarctica. If you paid me $30 million, I would willingly live in the middle of the ocean. If you paid DK Metcalf $30 million, I think he will be okay living in Green Bay, Wisconsin for 5 months out of the 12. I think he'll be all right at $30 million. I get when you are requesting a trade and you have some leverage, which DK Metcalf does, you can make some weird and outlandish requests. And granted, warm weather isn't that outlandish. But if you're also asking for $30 million, I think you're probably just going to be happy with anybody that says, yeah, I'll pay you $30 million, whether that's Green Bay or whether that's Los Angeles. I think you'll be happy either way. So despite the fact DK Metcalf asking for $30 million in a warm weather climate, I don't think that should mean anything about the Packers. The Packers should still attempt to be in the mix. Now, Kyle, let me just ask you this. As we read the report from Diana Russini, $30 million and a second-round pick is what it's going to take to acquire the services of DK Metcalf. Would you send this year's second-round pick to the Seattle Seahawks to bring in DK Metcalf and sign him to likely something that looks like a four-year, $120 million contract?
I'm out on DK.
Are you?
I'm out on DK. Listen, you know me. Listen, you listen to Kyle Bruston-Ortman. You listen 2 to 5 here weekdays on ESPN Wisconsin. I have always been on the fence about DK. I said if they got him, I wouldn't be mad. But there's just something about him that I just felt uneasy about. Listen, Maybe call it because I feel a little salty because I'm from a cold weather climate about 6 months out of the year. But the fact that the guy said, I want $30 million, and then on top of that, he prefers to go to a warm weather climate, and he didn't say, I prefer to go to a contender. I prefer to go to a team that has a chance to win a Super Bowl. That rubs me the wrong way, right? And everybody, to each their own, you have every right to play football for what you want to do it for. And you can play it for money. You can play it to be able to relax. You can play it for fame, or you can play it to win championships. And a guy sitting here saying his number one thing is, money and warm weather, and he doesn't say I want to go to a contender publicly, or that's not put out publicly. That is concerning to me, because at the end of the day, yeah, DK probably wants to win a championship, but that's probably not a priority. He would probably love to go down to Miami. He'd probably love to go down to Texas somewhere. He'll probably love to be somewhere in California where it's nice and warm. He can go to the clubs. You know what I say, Strofe? Ship his ass to Jacksonville. Send him. He want warm weather. He want $30 million. I know a team that's willing to pay you, and I know a place that's warm. Ship his ass to Jacksonville and see how much fun he has in Duval.
Well done. Well done. Nice Liam Cohen impression there at the end by Kyle Wallace. Alex Strofe with you here on Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin. I'm just excited to get Brad Nortman's reaction to you talking about Jacksonville that way.
Brad moved out of Jacksonville quickly, too.
No, he didn't.
He came back to Wisconsin. He didn't have to come back to Wisconsin.
Right, but he stayed there for like 3 years after his career ended.
Nah, it's because of free taxes.
And he goes back. Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. But he likes it there. Still goes back. He was just there.
He got friends there.
He's got friends there.
There's also Brad.
That's fair.
Plain Jane Brad. Shout out to Brad if he's listening.
Brad Nortman, Kyle Bruston Nortman, 6-year NFL veteran, the former NFL punter. Spent 2 years in Jacksonville, the final 2 years of his career. A big week for him, by the way, announcing his wife is pregnant with their first child. Expecting their first child.
Congratulations to them.
Nortman's happy for them. That is awesome news. So the DK Metcalf news is just plainly absurd. But to Kyle's point, you can react that way, or you can react calmly, which I am choosing to do. Kyle doesn't often react calmly.
So are you still in on DK?
I mean, absolutely.
So you're good with paying him $30 million a year?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, he's worth it. Here's the thing. If you sign a receiver to that dollar amount, you do have to understand that means Christian Watson isn't back next year. That means Romeo Doubs isn't back next year.
More than likely, yeah, which I'm okay with.
And then you have another year to figure out Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, right? Maybe you can get Wicks for cheap and you pay Jaden Reed a decent amount. Or, by the way, another guy that's going to have a contract conversation coming up next year, 2026 this is Tucker Kraft.
Tuck, yep.
Yeah. Who, by the way,
took shots at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Tucker Kraft posting the video of my failed three-cone drill on his Instagram story over the weekend with the caption, sports analysts should have to compete in combine every year to dictate their salary.
I'd be paid pretty decently well.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I guess if we did it by state. If we did it by national, then I would do terrible. But well, I feel like in the state of Wisconsin, I match up pretty well with the rest of the guys who talk sports.
Similarly to how I get paid to do Sunday Karma, I would get paid $0.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I get some little chump change. You would get paid nothing. Honestly, there's some guys. I'm telling you, Homer would outdo you. He would.
Yeah, in the three cone at least. Yeah, I agree.
Maybe in the 40, too. You ran a 6-second 40.
I did. Now
that's really bad.
Now how
how
accurate was our timing?
What do you mean? You hand time typically you're better because you start and then they react to you.
Right,
so
he's 40 yards away from me. How does he know when I'm starting?
He sees your body move. That's the whole point. Hand time typically you have the advantage as a runner because they have to respond.
I think I can break 6 seconds. I think we could go run in the commercial.
You ran 6.23, didn't you?
6.28, yeah.
That's pretty pathetic.
Yeah.
Like, really pathetic.
Kyle, I've read the comments. I know.
I think it's hard to actually do that.
Kyle, I've read the comments. I understand.
Do you want to redeem yourself at some point?
Yeah, I do. And I will. I will. If that's next year, if that's next week, we'll all find out together. All right, we'll continue to talk. DK Metcalf, free agency officially opens 24 hours, 46 minutes from right now. 11 a.m. Central tomorrow morning is when teams can officially negotiate and agree to deals with free agents. And the fun part about this is they call it the legal negotiation period. Let me break some news to you. There's already deals in place. We just won't know until 11 a.m. tomorrow. Because when 11 a.m. hits, you're going to hear about contracts at 11:01. And it goes, oh, whoa, how did you magically come to an agreement in 60 seconds?
How'd that so happen? Fast.
How'd that happen? It was just meant to be. You just knew what you wanted. No. There's probably already deals in place, and there will be tonight, but we won't hear about it until 11 a.m. tomorrow, which is great. Tomorrow is going to be chaotic. So I remind you, ESPN Wisconsin has you covered. Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon. Mr. Relevant is going to be on ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison on YouTube beginning at 12:15. Special start time tomorrow with you until 2 o'clock.
What time do you usually start?
12:30.
I don't know. I usually just look in there. I try to wave at you from the truth studio.
Yeah, you're on Truth to Power, 107 The Truth. So we'll be with you about 12:15 till 2 o'clock. Jason Wilde will join us.
2 hours.
Just about 2 hours. Yeah, we're going to be live. And look, I usually direct people to the Mr. Relevant podcast feed. Tomorrow is a day where you're going to want to be with us live because the news is changing so fast tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You're going to want to be with us live. And then Kyle Breston-Nortman, Homer Hour, of course, with you. 2 to 5 KBN, 5 to 6, the Homer Hour on ESPN Milwaukee. 2 to 4 KBN, 4 to 6, Jim, Matt, and Molly on ESPN Madison tomorrow, breaking down everything in free agency. We will continue to discuss, what do you want to see the Packers do tomorrow? Is there a name? Is there a position? Are you in on DK Metcalf? Let me know on the Cardinals Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. More Sunday Karma after this.
It's Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
I want your don't cook. Got a 100 mil on my to-do list. Got killed with a b***y stupid. Slide this way, just don't miss. Don't hit when we come back, shoot. Tell about everybody know him. Everybody
it's Sunday know Karma him. With Craig Karmazin like on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
It is Sunday Karma. No Craig Karmazin, no Greg Scalzo. Alex Droff, Kyle Wallace holding it down with you this Sunday morning. Man, can we talk about how exciting of a time period we are in right now? We are one day away from free agency open. We are 1 week away from Selection Sunday in college basketball. We are, about 3 weeks away from opening day in the MLB. We are 46 days away from the start of the NFL draft up in Green Bay. This is an awesome time of the year. Awesome time of the year. And it is just getting more and more interesting as the clock continues to wind. DK Metcalf's asking price has gone down, according to Diana Rossini of The Athletic. The Seahawks now asking for a package centered around a second-round pick. So that means
I wouldn't be mad, though.
Well, that essentially means they're going to want more than a second-round pick, but that would be the biggest sweetener, right? So like a second and a fifth, or a second and a sixth is likely what that means. To get it done for DK Metcalf.
I mean, they'll probably send you something back, right?
Yeah, you could probably do like a second and pick swaps in the fifth.
Something like that. Because, I mean, for me personally, if we can keep Romeo, we can keep Tay. I think that's good for the Green Bay Packers.
Or maybe you send them a second and a fifth. They give you a sixth. Something like that.
It's probably worth it what he has done. He's one of the very few receivers in league history to be able to have six straight seasons of 50 straight catches, right?
50 catches and 900 yards.
Yeah, so he's a very, very good football player.
I think he's the only player ever in the first six seasons of his career to do 50 catches and 900 yards in all six seasons. Now, let's keep in mind, Ja'Marr Chase a little bit younger, Justin Jefferson a little bit younger. I think Jefferson's sixth season will be this year, and he'll probably, I would imagine, he's hit those marks, 50 catches and 900 yards each of those seasons. So, as of now, DK is the only one to do it, but I would imagine there's a couple right on his tails. Regardless, really impressive showing. He's been durable. He's been consistent. He had a career low in touchdown catches this year. But all in all, he's still a really good receiver.
Yeah, my preference is Devontae and drafting a rookie.
Yeah, sure. Chef Ed is with you on the Cardinals Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. Chef Ed chimes in, DK is a me guy. I would much rather have Devontae, but unfortunately, I think Goody is going to run it back.
Now, Chef Ed, how do you know text. That? Is it because he's a little different, and basically he could be what part of these anime characters this week, the way he puts the stuff on his eye and the eyeliner and the hair?
Way to bring it in local. The Anime Milwaukee Convention going on this weekend right up the street from us. So we have seen some costumes. So I parked my car here because I live down here. So I was walking through.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't say that.
Yesterday. It's okay. Nobody knows what I drive. And you saw fake guns. You saw fake swords. You saw costumes. I mean, it was a sight to behold. Glad everybody's having fun, though. So anyway, back to DK. Yeah, the reports out of Seattle is he can be selfish, but he's also a superstar athlete, right? Like, let's understand, there's got to be a little ego that comes around with that, comes along with that, rather. And with DK, it does. That's no exception. And that's okay. If you come to a place like Green Bay, I think you're going to realize very fast this is a team-first culture, not a me-first culture. And I think guys can be talked into that and shift their headspace a little bit. I really do. Right? Jair is a guy who has a big ego and is a me-me-me guy.
Oh, how'd that work out?
Overall, well, minus the injuries.
I mean, these last two seasons, it did not go well. I mean,
yeah,
the season started off great, and then when he had to actually...
But he wasn't unhappy. He was not unhappy this year.
At the end of the year, he became frustrated. I don't know about unhappy. He became frustrated with the situation between his personal feeling of his injury and maybe the team wanting him to come back.
Yeah.
There was some combativeness that happened this year and last year as well. So, again, I am not against DK Metcalf. I just feel like at the end of the day, when we get to, let's say he signs a four-year extension or whatever it is,
yep.
right? By the time we get heading into the fourth season, we already know what's going to happen. Depending if he's performing at a high level, he's going to complain. He's probably going to ask for a trade. I just have these vibes about him. But I do know he's going to perform on Sunday. So I guess you use him up until you can't use him no more.
Yeah, fair enough. I won't argue. I'm still in on DK. I am still open to the idea. Now, I'm with everybody that's saying I'd rather Devontae. I've always felt that way. I've been the captain of the BBD campaign, the Bring Back Devontae campaign.
So you've been the captain, not Chef Ed or anybody else. You're the captain.
Chef Ed is
or Jason Wilde or Mark Tauscher.
Chef Ed is the creator of the BBD campaign. I am the one that's peddled it, and I am the one that's promoted it. So therefore, I'm the captain, Chef Ed the creator.
Okay, interesting acronym.
BBD, yeah. Get your mind out of the gutter. BBD, bring back Devontae.
I love it.
That's pretty simple.
I love it.
Yep. Doesn't mean anything else.
Got it.
Thank you for keeping your head out of the gutter. We are a mature program here on Sunday Karma. Kyle Bruston-Ortman weekdays from 2 to 5. I don't know if we're a mature program. Come on. You were sitting on that. You were waiting to drop that. Really?
But no, we do. I do love bringing back.
You're dropping that on your CEO show?
What do you mean? I didn't say anything.
Uh-huh.
I just want to bring back Devontae. I do. I'm a big fan of bringing back Devontae Adams just because of what he can do for this Green Bay Packer team. And I don't know, man. The thing that concerns me is there's one or two things. Because Devontae, there hasn't been a lot of concrete rumors. And so what concerns me is that we haven't heard anything about the Packers or Devontae flying to meet with anybody or any type of rumors, right? And so I guess what's happening is, and maybe this is the tier of what they see Devontae as, is you've heard about what's happening with DK, movement with him. You heard about movement with T. Higgins, obviously, because he got the franchise tag and they're probably going to re-sign him, right? But what we haven't heard is any rumors and whispers about, oh, Devontae is leaning this way or leaning that way. And maybe it's because you need to wait for the first day of free agency to clear, where all the big names go, right? And then you get to the 32-year-olds that you want to figure out mm-hmm. who you're going to bring in. So it's going to be a lot of fireworks, man. I think this is probably one of the more entertaining off seasons
in
the NFL so far. I mean, and it comes right after an entertaining trade season for the NBA,
yep.
And I'm not a hockey guy, but I know there's been an entertaining,
bonkers,
entertaining in season trade for trade, you know, during the season four.
Yeah, the deadline just happened this week, and it was completely crazy.
And so again, this has been just very interesting.
Yeah, it has been, and it's going to deliver because a reminder, we're just getting started, right? Think about all
It hasn't even really started. And Von Miller just got cut.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Trey Henderson is at two of the best defensive players in the NFL have requested a trade. One of the best receivers in the NFL has requested a trade. Matt Stafford, a Super Bowl winning quarterback, got a chance to go look for a trade. Geno Smith, who resurrected his career in Seattle, has been traded already. There is just movements. Aaron Rodgers isn't even a marquee name right now.
Yeah. Deebo Samuel got traded.
This is insanity.
Cooper Kupp's going to get traded.
Yes,
won Super Bowl MVP 3 years ago.
It is insane, all the player movement that is going to be happening during the offseason. I guess it makes up for a weaker free agency pool.
Yeah, it does. But there are still some great names in the free agency market too, though. And there are some that Goody needs to target. We will get into some of those, as well as this DK Metcalf nonsense, with our pal Jason Wilde, three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, recently announced you can now read all of his stuff for free. Not behind a paywall anymore. Channel3000.com. Interesting piece from him today that we will get into coming up next. It talks about the idea of Brian Gutekunst shifting his MO to add more players in their 30s.
Really? Really?
Well, Jason's just pondering if that could be a possibility this
week.
Oh,
maybe Jason pondered because he was listening to Kyle Bruston Norton.
Championship teams often are not the youngest in the league.
That's
Let's just put it that way. So for the Packers, who are still the youngest team in the league, maybe it's time to add some veterans. We get into that with Jason Wilde of Wilde & Tausch coming up next right here on Sunday Karma.
This is Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Money color peacock, thugging in my Reebok. Cut the dreads and relock. But the feds, I butt the feds, you butt the feds and link up. I'm a Z, but my diamonds be cut. Gotta despise a free lunch. I don't want nothing free. Bring me a Carter B. Blink that Carter that. Making it hard.
It's Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Mustard! Sunday Karma. Alex Strofe, Kyle Wallace with you on this Sunday morning. Excited to be joined now by the three-time Wisconsin sports writer of the year, the co-host of Wilde & Tausch, weekdays from 9 to noon. Here on ESPN Wisconsin, the great Jason Wilde joins us this Sunday morning. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. Can you explain to the middle-aged fat white guy why you yelled mustard?
Number one, you're not fat. Don't call yourself that. Number two, mustard.
Obese.
No, you are not. Mustard is from a Kendrick Lamar song that we played during Super Bowl Sunday, and Craig Karmazin got such a kick out of it that he often just randomly yells mustard on this program. So despite him not being here, I figured I would at least throw one mustard out there.
Yeah, I don't want to go so far as to say Kendrick Lamar doing the halftime show is the best thing that ever happened to me, because that would be obviously an overstatement.
Sure would be.
But it has forced me to improve my knowledge, and it's a slow but steady process of today's music movers and shakers. And Sydney was familiar with a number of his songs, and so now it has forced me, and now when we're in the car and we're listening to music and Not Like Us comes on, not only do I know the song, but I know the story behind the song. I feel like
nice.
I've been,
wait a minute, is your
educated.
Daughter saying they not like us? They not like us. They not like us.
Not only is she saying that, I think most folks her age sing along with that.
This
song.
Is wonderful. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
Not it's from California all the way up to Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I sense that Jason's a little less enthusiastic than Kyle about this.
I like it.
Well, I mean, obviously. But again, she knows the backstory too, and you know she's going to be 14. In a
oh no!
Here, so
she's not saying so certified she, lover boy, certified pedophile. What? She's not saying that, is she?
No, I think she might be. And she knows
nice.
That's wrong to be that. So
it
so
is yeah. wrong to be that. That's
so,
accurate.
Indeed. Yes.
Wow,
exactly.
Drake is getting destroyed. I didn't realize kids were saying this.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then everybody.
I mean, it was the biggest song of the year.
And then everybody's yelling. Hey.
There you have it. Okay. What a start to
Mustard.
Jason Wilde on Sunday Karma. Very well done.
Catch
well up. Done. Let's start here, Jason. Great piece by you, channel3000.com, this morning about the idea of the Packers adding some 30-somethings to their roster, add some veteran presence to this roster to become championship good. Even better, in this piece, in one single paragraph, you use the word unambiguous, edict, aftermath, whom. Among some other words, calculus, all in that same paragraph. Well written by you.
For that kind of praise to come from the former sports editor of the Denmark News Post Register Sentinel.
You had it right. It was the Denmark
Bugle.
News. Yes.
It's truly an honor. Yeah. It's forget about the writing and let's talk about the subject matter as opposed to the brilliant. Wordsmithing that's going on there, because this is the biggest question that I have, because it also covers a number of guys that, in my opinion anyway, make sense for the Packers, right? I mean, I still, you know, despite some reports out there, I know NFL Network had one as well, that the Packers are one of three teams that have been pursuing DK Metcalf.
Yep.
Now, I would also be curious if the trade of Geno Smith actually changes the calculus there. And if they're going to sign Sam Darnold to be their quarterback, if you might want to still have DK Metcalf on your team to help your new quarterback be productive. But, you know, that's great. He's 27. He runs like the wind. He's never had fewer than 900 yards in a season. He's never played fewer than 15 games in a season. So I like a lot of what DK Metcalf brings to the table. What I don't like is $30 million a year and giving up draft assets when Devontae Adams can be a shorter term but still extremely effective player for a lower price and for no trade assets. The problem is he's 32 years old. He'll be 33 on Christmas Eve. And so is Goody willing, if he's going to make this grand pronouncement from the mountaintop, that we need to ramp up our sense of urgency and that I think it's time for this team to start competing for championships. I think they're ready. If you're going to say that, then what are you prepared to do? And are you prepared to go against your normal modus operandi? I mean, spoiler alert.
Huh? What'd you just say?
Modus operandi, the MO, your MO. Your
That's
MO
what MO stands for?
Oh, I thought it was main objective or something.
I thought
like
it was main objective as well.
That might be the translation from whatever that is, Latin or whatever. Anyway, I don't want to be sounding like Mr. Dictionary here. I want to get my point is that is Goody willing to do something different? Because if you're going to make that type of a grand pronouncement, which again, that was the, you know, and I don't mean this as a humble brag, because the point is it's about the answer, not the question. But the question, we got to the end of his presser on January 16th after the season ended, and it was all about potential and the good things that had happened. And I was like, you know, we talked a lot about a lot of good things, Goody, but like, what were you disappointed with this season? Like, you guys lost your last three games, and that was what led to his quote about the urgency. And I think when you make a statement like that, which he clearly knew what he was doing when he said it, then everyone has to feel that urgency and everyone has to look at themselves and say, what am I doing and what more can I do to get us to a Super Bowl? And if I'm Goody, I would hope that my self-examination is to say, you know what, maybe having only one guy who celebrated his 30th birthday on our roster, maybe that's a little too extreme. Maybe having three or four of those guys, so we're still one of the youngest teams in the league, but not the youngest every year. And maybe having guys that have, you know, the example I use in the story is if you have some sort of veteran offensive lineman, and Andre Dillard was kind of that guy, sort of, but what he was more of was a reclamation project for a disappointing first-round pick, right? It wasn't like he was an established guy who had played at a high level and was ending, you know, approaching the end of his career. So my point is that you go into Philly, you lose Elgton Jenkins after four snaps, and you're cooked, right? I mean, let's be honest. Their next two options that they went with were nowhere near good enough to help them win a playoff game in Travis Glover, who had played 13 snaps all season, and Kadeem Telford, who played 23. And Chewy can tell you the story of Bruce Wilkerson saving their season, coming in and playing left tackle for a Super Bowl team in 96. He was the quintessential journeyman at that point in his career. So I'm just really curious to see if Goody willing to do something out of his comfort zone. And is that Trey Hendrickson? Is that Devontae Adams? Is it Kevin Zeitler? Is it Khalil Mack? Who could it be, or is it none of the above because they've all turned 30 and he has no interest in them?
Yeah, it's a fascinating idea, and I'm sure something that's going through the minds of everybody in the front office over the course of the next 24 hours. Free agency, the legal negotiation period officially opens 24 hours, 17 minutes from right now. 11 a.m. tomorrow is when we will start hearing of free agents and the contracts they will be signing. The DK Metcalf, and I know you mentioned that at the top, but the DK Metcalf package has changed a little bit, according to The Athletic's Diana Russini. They want the package to now be centered around a second-round pick, and DK wants $30 million a year and to be in a warm climate. But I think if you're getting paid $30 million a year, you can go ahead and be okay living in Green Bay for 5 months out of the year. What do you think the best offer the Packers would give Seattle right now is? Is it something to the likes of like a third-round pick in Romeo Doubs? Is that too much? Where's your head at in terms of DK Metcalf as it stands right now, Jason?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, they could give him a dome and maybe some sort of like Uber service with really warm, the vehicle really warm.
Seat heaters.
Really? Really? He wants to go to a warm climate? That's part of his like trade demand?
I think that's ridiculous personally, but yeah, it
Ship
is.
Ship him to Jacksonville, yeah. Jason. Carolina.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So he didn't. Is it still to go to a contender or not really?
I, according to Rossini, the only thing she said today was a warm climate, $30 million are the things he would like. Now,
the money and the beach.
I think Jason would agree with me. If you give me $30 million, I'll happily live in Antarctica 5 months a year. So I think DK Metcalf would be okay in Green Bay.
Yeah, but so, again, my question, I'm always curious about where this stuff comes from. My next question is that does that come from him directly? Does that come from his agent? Does that come from Schneider telling Rossini, oh, dude, you're not going to believe this. He wants $30 million. He wants to be traded to a warm weather climate. Because here's the thing. Like, if I'm the Packers and I hear that, I don't mean to be whatever, but those two things turn me off. Like, the first thing I want to hear from a guy that I might be trading for
contender
is, I want to go somewhere I can win a title.
Yep.
That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear, I want to play somewhere where it's warm. So, I'll say this. Now, Davante Adams, you know, there's talk about him wanting to stay on the West Coast. I mean, he went to New York for crying out loud with Rodgers. So he knew he had to, you know, extricate himself from the train wreck that was the Las Vegas Raiders. And then he just went on an even more dangerous, rickety old train that went off the rails. But, like, I know this about Davante. He's never been to a Super Bowl. And, yes, he'd like to have more money. And, yes, he'd like to have lots of targets and be productive, but I don't think he cares about the weather nearly as much as he cares about the fact that I want to win a Super Bowl, and that's going to increase the likelihood of me getting a gold jacket. And so, again, I would, if I'm a general manager, you know, whether your name's Brian Gutekunst or Kyle Strolf, as I combine the two of you there, clever of me. The biggest, if I'm going to make an investment like that, I want to feel really good about every aspect of it. And that, to me, is a bit of a turnoff. Again, I don't know if Goody will see it that way. I don't know if that's just posturing and he's going to kind of roll his eyes. But you're starting to stack up things that, for me anyway, would be either red flags or just deterrence to wanting him to be a guy that I trade for. That kind of a demand, the financial demand,
sure,
the cost of giving up the draft pick when you already know that you don't have enough for yourself, in your opinion, and then on top of everything else, what it does to your wide receiver.
Here's the thing that I struggle with, Jason, because I hear you, right? Like, to me, this would be, okay, well, clearly he's not interested in the same thing I'm interested in, me being Brian Gutekunst, which is winning a championship. Mm-hmm. I'll just go get a guy like Davante Adams. The thing I struggle with, though, is to a point, the fact that the Packers are even in on these conversations, while you can legally sign Davante Adams yesterday, given the fact he was released, it almost makes mm-hmm. me think maybe the Packers aren't as interested in Davante Adams as maybe all of us thought they were.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I don't want to say bullied.
I bullied. I've said it on the air. I bullied you.
Nobody wants to. Jason, I'm sorry. Let me defend you real quick. Nobody wants somebody to say they bullied them.
Especially
a grown man.
Did I push him?
Encouraged or, you know, something like
pressured.
That. Yeah.
Pressured might be the word.
Bullied has a negative connotation.
Bullied is probably strong.
Especially coming from somebody that looks like you.
Well, I didn't shove him in a locker and shake him down for his lunch money. Right. I just said, hey, I think it would be beneficial for all of us if you were to reach out to Brian Gutekunst. And you did, and he didn't respond.
Sure. So turned out to be beneficial to none of us. but my point is that like that's why I sent him that text, not just because you bullied me, but because like I don't want to be, you know, the guy that, hey, what's that on your shirt? Boop. And I don't want to do that to fans of, oh, get them all excited about Davante Adams. I mean, I reported what I reported, that he was open to a reunion. I would argue that that word open was probably chosen just to make sure that you're not, you know, putting all your eggs in that basket and saying something like, that's my number one destination. I think that that might be the case for him. I really do. But again, I don't know that. And he has not told me that.
How much would you pay him, Jason?
20.
That's it? You wouldn't go to like 22,
I mean,
24?
How much do I have to, I guess here's my thing. I'm not going to have to pay him 30, right? Mm-hmm. And if I structure the contract correctly, and he continues to play well, like if I do a 3-year deal and I guarantee, let's say I guarantee 30, okay? And it's spread over 3 years and he's got reasonable base salaries. If the bottom falls out, I can get out of it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I don't think it will, personally, when I look at him and where he's at. I'm not saying he's going to play till he's 40 like Jerry Rice, but, I mean, this is what has happened to us in Green Bay, Wisconsin, because of the mentality of this general manager, which, again, as I write in the story, like, he believes that the NFL is a young man's game, and he's right. I agree with him on that premise. I say it right in the Channel 3000 story. The issue is it doesn't have to be one extreme or the other. And my point is that we have been convinced that 32 is old and on the verge of being washed. Reggie White was 31 when the Packers acquired him.
Yeah. Yeah, he
31.
Was. Yeah, he was. Yeah, hold on, Jason. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Oh, baby. Now this is some breaking news.
I don't know what it is with me being on the air. Because earlier in the week I said, you can go ahead and cross Max Crosby off the list. You can now officially cross Myles Garrett off the list. The Cleveland Browns and Myles Garrett have agreed to a $40 million per year extension, including $123.5 million in guaranteed money. That makes Myles Garrett the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history.
My goodness.
Sources tell ESPN's Adam Schefter, Myles Garrett will not be a Green Bay Packer. Jason, I don't know that we expected Myles Garrett to be a Packer, but this is quite a tune change from what we heard earlier in the week that Myles Garrett and Jimmy Haslam couldn't even get a meeting on the calendar.
Not only that, according to Adam, it also includes a no-trade clause.
Which yeah.
is literally the opposite of what we have been talking about with him for weeks. I guess wanting to play for a contender and wanting to win a Super Bowl can be changed when you get $40 million a year and $123 million guaranteed.
Maybe that's the same Everyone's for DK Metcalf who wants 30, right? I mean, when you
money talks.
Right?
Money does. Money yeah. does. Okay, interesting news out of Cleveland.
The Packers were let's be honest. The Packers were never trading.
Agreed. Totally agree. It was too much.
I mean, think about how much they just paid him and how much they're still on the hook for Deshaun Watson.
Right.
Like, Browns
indeed. Just have generational talent after generational talent, but it never equals wins, right? Think about our guy Joe Thomas. Think about Myles Garrett. I mean, Yikes. All right, we got to take a break here on Sunday Karma. When we come back, we'll continue to react. Myles Garrett officially signed in Cleveland. There is still one elite pass rusher on the market. Could the Packers make a run at the Bengals' Trey Hendrickson following him leading the league in sacks? We'll get into that coming up next. Alex Stroff, Jason Wilde, Kyle Wallace with you at Sunday Karma right here on ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
I see dead people.
Put that on that beat.
Hey, Mustard on the beat. We both in rap. He a free throw. Man down. Call her Amber Lambs. Tell him free, bro. Nella to the cross. He walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabronis?
It's Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
If you're going to dance back there, put yourself on the video stream, would you? Sunday Karma, Alex Strofe, Kyle Wallace with you, hanging out for just a few more minutes with our buddy Jason Wilde. Wilde and Tash weekdays from 9 to noon on ESPN Wisconsin. You have little rhythm. And that, no, that should be a big insult coming
from
me.
First and foremost, I got rhythm. You just don't understand I'm moving to the beat.
All right, that's enough of that. We bring back in Jason Wilde now, three-time Wisconsin sports writer of the year, off the heels of a massive contract extension for Myles Garrett out in Cleveland. He will not be traded to the Green Bay Packers. I am surprised by this, to be real honest with you. We got a report Friday that Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, wouldn't even meet with Myles Garrett. And 48 hours later, we've got the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history deal for Myles Garrett, which is deserved by all means. I mean, he is a phenomenal talent. But things change fast in the National Football League. That is for damn sure.
Well, he's 29 years old, though. So, you know, the Packers probably weren't all that interested in him, even if he had been available. By the way, nice work, DJ Jazzy Kyle. I enjoyed that. Although Sid somewhere is probably singing, "Dad Not Like Us, Dad Not Like Us."
Oh, I like that. I hope they both sing that.
Yeah.
To get under your skin.
Yeah, that'd be fair. That'd be fair criticism. Look, I'm fascinated by, because, and Goody talked about this at the scouting combine a little bit. You know, he doesn't believe in giving agents the freedom to seek trades for their players. And he acknowledged that, well, guess what? It probably still happens anyway. But, you know, I think it's interesting that Andrew Berry's approach in Cleveland was no. Like, I saw a story from somebody that, like, people tried to talk to him. Other teams, GMs tried to talk to him at the scouting combine. And, like, I don't know if he, like, just literally walked away or shushed them or put his hands over his ears and said, "La, la, 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 I am not listening." Whatever he did, he was not having any of it. And whether or not this ultimately leads to success for the Browns, none of us know, including Myles Garrett or Andrew Berry. But I think it's fascinating that he is now off the market. And Goody's point was that a lot of times trade demands are leverage plays to get more money and stay where you are. You know, there's something to be said for comfort and being happy in a place, and you just want more money, and that's all it takes to make the trade demand go away. I mean, let's not forget, you know, Brett Favre denies it to this day, but I know this for a fact from multiple people. Like, he did demand a trade. Now, you can say that Bus Cook actually made the demand, or you can say that he said it in the heat of frustration. You can say whatever you want about why it happened. But he did. He, in 2007, he was really, really angry when they didn't acquire Randy Moss. And then they talked him off the ledge. And so the idea that they, you know, that players do this for whatever reason, it's not uncommon. But I'm blown away by that number. Like, I don't know if that means the owner has to be in on that conversation, right? He may not have talked to Myles Garrett one-on-one, but he had to have been willing to sign off on a number that big.
Yeah, you're right about that. And we've got a Jimmy Haslam battle at Fiserv Forum today. The Milwaukee Bucks, who Jimmy Haslam, of course, the owner of,
are playing the Browns.
They're taking down the Cleveland Cavaliers, so his other city. But not now. Yeah, Bucks Browns. That would be Myles Garrett can hoop though. I mean, let's keep that in mind. There was that video a couple years ago of him doing like windmill dunks, so he can hoop.
So can Devontae Adams.
That's true.
So comes back to Devontae.
Didn't they make him stop playing basketball though? Didn't Goody like ask him to stop playing basketball, or am I misremembering?
Might
that?
Be true. No, I might be true. I just know that he had a, speaking of windmill dunks, he had some ridiculous dunk that went viral, like some random guy at the Y or the workout facility he was at in the off season filmed him doing it, and it went viral. Back when that was an unusual thing to have happen, something go viral. Now everything goes viral.
Yeah. Now Packers.
Mustard!
Packers tight ends are posting random radio hosts doing three cone drills, saying that should dictate their salary. That happened over the weekend.
Wait, what?
Tucker Kraft put the video of my three cone drill on his Instagram story on Friday, with a tweet embedded in the video that said sports analysts should have to do this every year to dictate their salary.
Tucker.
Yeah, not great.
Come on.
Are you scared,
Tucker?
Jason?
No. I mean, I
scared. I'm coming for that salary.
No, I'm not. I'm not concerned. I feel like I feel like if we use that as a metric, we better add some other things beyond the three-cone drill, because I don't think I'd be significantly better than Strope. I just would look better than Strope. We might
not
have
a high bar.
At the same time.
Yeah.
But it would look a little slightly more athletic. But
yeah.
Here's the thing about Tucker Kraft. I enjoy him. I enjoy our back and forths. He's an interesting dude. But I'll say this: if he's putting you on his Instagram, then I look forward to training camp and introducing you to him. You should come up and do a show.
Yeah.
And we can hash it out, and he can be a weekly guest on Mr. Irrelevant, make the show more relevant.
There we go. I like that idea. All right, last thing for you, Jason, before we go, and I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. So I mentioned less than 24 hours now, 23 hours, 57 minutes is the official opening of the legal negotiation period on NFL free agency. If the Packers are to address a position tomorrow, your best guess is what?
Well, you know, I don't like being put on the spot, and usually I just ignore those types of instructions, as opposed to your bullying to text the Packers general manager. I still think it's corner.
I agree.
For whatever reason. Like, Goody has, and whether he's just lying or kind of being deceptive, not lying flat out, but he said really nice things about the defensive line. He said really nice things about his wide receiver room. Now, I would argue that given the uncertainty with Dobbs, which I'm not saying that his concussions are, like, career-threatening. I'm not saying that. But, like, with his behavior last year, his inconsistent production, the concussions, everything else, and then with Watson's injury, I do think that needs to be addressed. But he has been very complimentary of that group. He's been very complimentary of the defensive line. I've heard him be complimentary of Keyshawn Nixon and what he accomplished, but I have a hard time, and I am a Keyshawn guy. Like, he's one of, in the newly reconstituted locker room where there's so many young guys, he's one of my guys. And, you know, I did a piece on his mom's battle with breast cancer, and so he and I have a pretty good connection, and I love his confidence. Like, I wish I could be as confident as him.
Yeah, right.
But there's part of me that looks at him and wonders, if he's your number one corner, are you good enough? Like, if he's your number two corner, I think you are good enough. But if he's supposed to be the lockdown, shutdown guy, because he's had some moments where he looks like that, and then he's had some moments where he hasn't been quite as
good. Jason, you ain't got a sugarcoat it. We know he's not a number one corner, and that's okay. He's a good player.
But look, here's the thing. If somebody... You know, I don't want to sound like Costanza and say it's not a lie if you believe it, but if he has that level of confidence, I think let's not put anything past him is what I'm saying. I mean, look at his track record.
Receivers.
He was a nobody in Vegas. I mean, they didn't play him anywhere. He gets here. They finally realize, hey, this guy's got some return ability, and he ends up being an all-pro kick returner. The next year, they say, you know what? This guy can play from scrimmage. We're going to play him at slot corner. Turns out to be a pretty darn good slot corner. Year three, Jeff Hafley comes in and says, you know what? This guy's more than just a return guy in a slot corner. This guy can be an outside corner in full time. And unlike Jair Alexander, the guy stays on the field, right? So I think, you know, someone like Keyshawn Nixon deserves at least a little benefit of the doubt. That said, trust but verify, right? Like, you can say, we think he can be our one, but we're also going to draft a guy high and hope he develops. And then we got two number ones, right? But if that's the one position that I feel like they are perilously thin.
I'm completely with you. I think corner is, it's the one I can't quite figure out, though. Because, to your point, I like the pieces. I like Keyshawn Nixon. I like Carrington Valentine. If you enter a season with Carrington Valentine as your third or fourth best corner, that's a really good room. And so if they are to, let's say, you know, sign a guy who can plug in and play, maybe not a top-end guy like Ward or Reed, but a decent enough corner where he's in the mix, and then they draft one, say, in the first or second round, assuming they don't give up that second-round pick for DK Metcalf, I think that position is, it doesn't need to be rebuilt quite like safety did last offseason, but it is the closest on the roster to a complete reinvention like they had to do with safety last offseason. So I'm curious to see how they approach this one.
And they don't have the picks to do what they did at safety.
That's a good point.
Veteran free agent and three draft picks on it. So, you know, look, again, if your starting five in your nickel is Evan Williams, Xavier McKinney, Javon Bullard in the slot, and Valentine and Nixon on the outside, I think that's a decent group.
I agree.
I don't think it's a great group, but I think it's a good group.
Yeah.
The problem is that you're not going to go all 17 games with all those guys staying healthy. You're just not.
You're not.
I think Keyshawn missed one game maybe, or maybe none, but Valentine missed time, Bullard missed time, Evan Williams missed time. So you can't say, oh, we're set there. We got our five.
Right.
They need a lot more than that.
No, I'm totally with you. Jason Wilde, I will talk to you tomorrow. We'll be listening to you tomorrow, 9 to noon on Wilde and Tausch. And then you're going to join us 12:15 to 12:45 on the free agency special edition of Mr. Irrelevant. Thanks for doing it, and looking forward to chatting with you tomorrow amidst all the chaos.
All right, fellas. Take care. Be good. Mustard!
Mustard! Jason Wilde, Wilde and Tausch, weekdays 9 to noon.
So you're
ESPN,
running the
Wisconsin.
Clock like Craig now, huh?
I'm only a few minutes late.
Phew, it's 11:08.
We're back after this on Sunday Karma.
You're listening to Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.